The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Immunity Armor Gold is the most advanced immunity-boosting formula you can get in one product. Go to ImmunityArmorGold.com and use the promo code TOD10 to get 10% off. That's ImmunityArmorGold.com, promo code TOD10.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. A lot going on. At this very moment, you've got the House hearing underway with Republicans, Democrats, and they're squabbling over the Justice Department and the Attorney General on the hot seat, Merrick Garland, as he is called out over these orders given to FBI agents to go after all you moms and dads out there who show up at school board meetings. And we have some pretty fascinating audio to play, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. There's just a lot of information you need to be aware of, and we're going to bring that to you today. We have some my hand is off to Congressman Jim Jordan. He is going after Merrick Garland, and he is standing up for all of you parents out there. Jim Jordan is actually going to be on the program a little bit later on today. And we look forward to hearing from him. Also, we're going to be speaking with Megan Basham, who is the entertainment reporter for The Daily Wire. And the situation over the Dave Chappelle special is just, it's getting worse. And we have some bizarre audio to play from a protest yesterday afternoon outside of Netflix headquarters. So we're going to get to that as well. Also, our good friend Jeff Katz is going to drop by, the afternoon drive host over at WRVA in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. The big gubernatorial race, it's ugly, folks. It is ugly. And we're going to have to fight tooth and nail if we're going to take back this country. I've got a question for you just a little while ago, and we have this story up on our website, ToddStearns.com. Just a little while ago, President Trump issued a statement, and this is a fascinating statement. I want to get your take on this. Let's be honest. We still do not know what exactly happened on January the 6th. This is why I support an effort to get to the bottom of it, and I think we do need to get to the bottom of it. Nancy Pelosi's committee is a kangaroo court. They're not investigating anything. They've already decided the outcome, and it doesn't matter what the facts are. But somebody needs to get to the bottom of what really happened on January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Now, we do know this. The FBI has already investigated and released some of their findings, and their findings were very clear. They said that there was no evidence that this was some sort of an organized or coordinated plot to take out the government in protest of what happened on the election, during the election. That's what the FBI said. But yesterday, Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, the congresswoman from Wyoming, announced that she believes that Donald Trump is directly responsible for the planning and the coordination. And she said that's why Steve Bannon is refusing to show up to testify. Now, the entire House of Representatives today, and our team is, that their eyes are glued to the House chamber for when this happens. But the House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a contempt charge, a criminal contempt charge against Steve Bannon. They want him to testify. But Liz Cheney apparently knows more than the Federal Bureau of Investigations. But I don't think she does. I just think this is a load of grade A hooey. Now, you may not like Donald Trump. You may hate Donald Trump. You may think he's the worst human being ever born. You may think he's the worst president that the United States has ever had. That is your right as an American citizen to hold those opinions. But what you do not have a right to is your own set of facts. And right now, the facts that have already come out from the FBI charged with investigating this whatever happened, they have determined that this was not a coordinated effort by Trump or his supporters. But again, facts are irrelevant. Truth is irrelevant because we live in a society where there is no such thing as absolute truth. So anyway, President Trump just a little while ago put out a statement, and it was pretty short statement. It was very short, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to read this to you. It's a brilliant statement, and there's a lot to unravel in this statement. The president said that there was an insurrection, but the insurrection took place on November 3rd, Election Day. He said what happened on January the 6th was a protest about the insurrection that happened on Election Day. Now, I know this is going to completely trigger the Democrats and the mainstream media and the Never Trump Republicans. No doubt at all. They are already trembling in their safe space. No doubt at all. But here's an inconvenient fact. We still don't know what really happened. We have yet to understand the full extent of the FBI's involvement in the whatever happened on January the 6th. I'm not calling it an insurrection, and the reason why is because no one was armed, and I'm not quite sure what they were insurrecting. Because the videos that have been coming out, and these videos, and keep in mind, the Democrats are very, very hesitant about releasing any of these videos. And they may have a justifiable reason. They have yet to explain that. And it seems to me that they could resolve all of the angst surrounding why are they keeping this a secret by simply explaining why. But we had some more video leak out just a few days ago. And that video showed the so-called insurrectionist walking in an orderly fashion into the building as police officers, individuals identified as police officers, were welcoming them into the building. Does that look like or sound like an insurrection to you? Now, again, I am not questioning the fact that there were people who fought with police that beat police up. And those individuals, just like Black Lives Matter and everybody else, they should face the stiffest penalties under the law. Anyone who broke or stole something from the U.S. Capitol building, they deserve the fullest penalty under the law. I've got no beef with that. But to label all of these hundreds and hundreds of people as insurrectionists, many of them are still incarcerated. They're in jail. Why is that? The videos that have been released show an overwhelming majority of these people just walking through the building in an orderly fashion. And you'll notice when they hit the rotunda, there's a red carpet through the rotunda. On either side, they have the draping like you would see in a line queue. And I noticed that every single one of the protesters stayed within the boundaries. Nobody jumped out. They were all following the directions of wherever they were going. So, again, it just seems to me that we're not being told the full story here. Maybe we will never know the full story, but something is not right. And we know because of the attempted kidnapping of the Democrat governor of Michigan that, by and large, that entire episode was orchestrated by members of the FBI. So my question, and these questions are being raised on Capitol Hill, the question is, how involved was the FBI in all of this? Were they the ones that actually planted the seeds of whatever was going to happen? Were they the ones that organized all of this? It's a valid question that deserves an answer. So before you go around like Liz Cheney, and again, Liz Cheney, her her voting record, she's one of the most conservative members of the Republican Party. But on this issue, she is way out there, way out there. And now she is suggesting that we should ignore the investigations of the FBI and still go after President Trump and Steve Bannon. I got a problem with that. What about you? Do you want an investigation? Somebody needs to investigate, but they're not going to get a fair shake right now. I mean, I'm glad the FBI came out and said what they said about President Trump and his supporters not being involved. There was a lot of wrong that happened on January the 6th. A lot of wrong on both sides. But my question is, who's on that other side? And by the way, how is it that we still do not know to this day who planted those alleged bombs outside the RNC and DNC headquarters? Still don't know. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, when we come back, we're going to play some of this audio from Congressman Jim Jordan as he's going at it with not only Merrick Garland, but Jerry Nadler, the congressman from New York. But this is, and again, because all of this is tied in, I normally hold off on doing this until a little bit later on in the show. But you know, all this month, we have been raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. And earlier this month, and this is a reason why, earlier this month, Attorney General Garland issued an unprecedented directive to the FBI, to the Justice Department, to go after moms and dads all over America. You show up at a school board meeting, we're coming after you. That's what the Attorney General said. It's unbelievable. Just because you have an issue with critical race theory, just because you don't want your kids being taught genderqueer theory in preschool, does not make you a bad person. But I got to tell you, people are outraged, and we've heard it from people on this radio program. The Department of Justice is literally, and this is what the school board, the National School Board Association, wants all of you parents treated like domestic terrorists. And that's why Alliance Defending Freedom is so vitally important. This is why we're raising money for them, folks. We're doing it all this month, and we need your help. I'm telling you, we need your help. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel John Bursch says, nothing like this attack on parents has ever happened before in our country.
Worse than anything that we've seen in a long time. And you can be sure that if they do come forward and they persecute and prosecute parents who are simply doing their job to make sure that their kids are going to be well taken care of at school and not influenced by ideology which is going to harm them, then we're going to be there to defend those parents.
And I am so glad they are. And this is a reminder, freedom cannot be taken for granted, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why Alliance Defending Freedom is so important to our cause. They focus exclusively on free speech and religious freedom, and they need our help right now. So today, here's our marching order for today. I want us to raise $1,000. We're going for $25,000, and I think we're going to get there. We've got another full week. But I'd like to send a message today to Alliance Defending Freedom that we've got their back. So if you go to ToddStearns.com right now, click on their banner, the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. It will take you to our page on their website, and you'll be able to donate however much money you want to donate. But today we're asking for $1,000, and that is not a big ask. So it just may be $10 here, $10 there, but it all adds up. You folks in Portland, Maine, you chip in a couple of $100. You folks in Hendersonville, North Carolina, maybe you folks in San Antonio or Bartlesville, Oklahoma, you chip in a couple of $100 and it all adds up. So again, ToddStearns.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or you can give them a call, and that number 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. We're going to take a break. We're going to the phones. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in on this January 6th story. We're going to play the audio from Merrick Garland and Jim Jordan. Unbelievable what's happening up on Capitol Hill right now, folks. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance.
All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, I want to say thank you for all the kind words and the prayers. Last night had the big MRI on the foot. And the guy doing the MRI, Grace Baker, this is fascinating. And I just want to give a big shout out. They do not pay me to say this, but I just want to say thank you to the incredible people over at Campbell Clinic. They're the big orthopedist, I guess, orthopedic hospital here in the Memphis area.
Yep.
They're amazing.
They treat all the athletes.
And non-athletes,
yes,
and
I'm
talk hosts.
The best of the best.
The best of the best. By the way, it turns out one of my neighbors, Grace, is a Memphis Grizzly. He's one of the players.
Ooh.
And he's my neighbor. But anyway, these folks did a terrific job, and I just can't say enough good stuff. But anyway, the guy doing the MRI is a fan of the show. And so that was – I really appreciate it because I get a little nervous going into those – you know, they stick you into one of those big tubes and get a little claustrophobic. But the guy was talking to me over the intercom and talking about the show. And so we want to give Charlie a great big shout-out and all the great people there at Campbell Clinic. Thank you. Should be having surgery here in the next week or so, and I'm looking forward to getting back to normal. All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Do you agree with President Trump that the real insurrection happened on Election Day? Or are you tired? That's it. I'm ready to go. We got to move on. We got to focus on 2022. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston. Connor, good to have you back with us. What's going on?
Todd, my friend, I'll tell you, I absolutely agree with President Trump. You know, part of the issue here that's so unbelievable is that a lot of the people who were there on January 6th were just there to represent the majority of how and the majority of us feel.
Oh, dear, I think we lost Connor. Let's put him on hold. Hold on, Connor. We're going to put you on hold there and try to get him his phone situation worked out. My apologies, but we'll see what we can do there. A lot of people, though, are saying, and I mean, there are a lot of Trump supporters who say it is time to move on. And President Trump did hint at his most recent rally that people who, you know, again, if this is not addressed, if the voter fraud is not addressed, There will be people who stay home and do not vote. And he's talking about Republicans. All right. I think we've got Connor work back out again. Let's go back to Connor in Boston. All right. Connor had a bad phone connection. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Nancy Pelosi's playing with my phone, apparently. But I'll tell you, the majority of people who were there on January 6th were there to represent the Trump nation. We feel like this election was stolen from us, Todd. And part of the role of being an American citizen is you do have to question government. There were voting irregularities in the last election. And for us to basically what they want us to just understand is that Joe Biden is president. Don't ask questions and shut up. You know, if you ask questions, you're automatically on the wrong. And it's just unacceptable. And Nancy Pelosi and the Liz Cheney's of the world, the Karens of the world, Todd. It's like this is all a political move on their part. There's actually an article in the Constitution. I don't know it off the top of my head. I've read it, where if it goes back to the Civil War era of our country, where if you were an insurrectionist or a Confederate, you cannot hold federal office with a congressional vote. That's what they're going for here. They don't want Trump to run again. They just want to be able to ram Biden in there and run him against a non-effective Republican candidate.
Well, there was a lot to unravel, and I don't think we've gotten the full story about what happened on that election. Joe Biden is an empty suit, And whoever is running the government, whether it's Barack Obama, and I do believe it's Barack Obama. Some people think it's Susan Rice. Others say maybe Hillary Clinton. But they needed somebody they could control, and they got their guy. Connor, good thoughts. Folks, do you agree with Connor that we've got to address what happened on Election Day, or is it time to move on? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. From our Liberty University studios, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again. Mike Lindell, introducing his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these incredible slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Your feet will sleep. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or just call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Promo code STARNS.
Well, got an interesting email from a listener. Where's Grace Baker at? Grace? So, we've got... Oh, by the way, during the commercial breaker, you ought to send somebody downstairs... we had someone send us a very lovely letter, and they sent you something as well.
Oh.
And so we'll need to send somebody downstairs.
This is news to me.
In my office on the desk, and we'll read it on the air.
Okay.
But it's really nice. So anyway, Grace, I know you're a big sports fan.
Oh, yes.
And, a lot of people have been chanting,
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. You know what I'm talking about there.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. And, I mean, it even happened at the at Little Starnes' middle school football game.
Yes, it did.
Just a couple of weeks ago. So I got a message from one of our regular listeners and said, Todd, I got a problem. And I didn't realize I had a problem until I was at my son's football game the other day. And he had a good play, and he hollered out, "Let's go, Brandon!" And
no,
his son is really named Brandon.
Oh, no.
He says, Todd, what do I do? What do I do? Because
that's
everybody
rough.
Thought I was making a political statement, and I'm just trying to encourage my son. Let's go, Brandon. Good play.
Oof. I guess you need to come up with another phrase instead of you. Obviously, you could still say Brandon.
Well,
you
could
say, good job, son.
Well, I told him, I said, he said, do you have any suggestions? What do I do? I said, change your kid's name. That's, just...
Or just say his last name.
If you're Brandon or Karen,
Let's
I'm
go
sorry.
Smith.
Sorry, guys. If you're a Brandon
Karen.
Or a Karen, that's,
That's just unfortunate.
Every year they come out with the most popular names, baby names.
Yes.
I don't think those names are going to be on the list.
No.
I'm just going to go ahead and.
No way.
I'll bet you a Chick-fil-A sandwich or a double-double over at In-N-Out.
Bet.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Oh, by the way, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting here from our beautiful Liberty University studios. North Carolina, Jonathan on the talk station wants to weigh in. All right, Jonathan, what's going on? What's on your mind?
How do we as conservative Americans go back to the polls with confidence without a very thorough and conclusive investigation into the voter irregularities? We feel like that we were lied to. So how do we get that back so that a lot of people don't stay home during the next election? And it's a big concern with a lot of people that I speak with on a regular basis.
Is that right? So people you're talking to, Jonathan, are telling you they're not going to go and vote?
I have had conservative American friends say, there's no reason for me to vote anymore if my vote is not going to count, because they are sure that the numbers that were presented that voted for Joe Biden absolutely are not true. And so without a thorough end to a conclusive investigation, how do we convince those Americans to go back to the polls again?
It's a fair question. I mean, and Jonathan, I'm not sure I have a good answer for you. All I know is that we've got to focus on getting rid of rhinos from the local all the way up to Washington so that we can address those issues. And it may be a couple of election cycles before we can get that worked out. But I do think that we've got a chance in 2022. And the reason I say that is it's a lot harder to steal those congressional races and Senate races than it is to steal a presidential race. So
no, I agree.
I mean, so my recommendation, and I know it sucks, I get it, and a lot of people are angry. I have seen it firsthand, but I think the worst thing that could happen for America right now is for us to let the Democrats continue to control the House and the Senate, and we've just got to get out there and do our best.
Yes, and they will start in a grassroots effort. They've got to go back to the smaller elections. I agree 100%.
So again, it's going to take time. Republicans are going to have to get it, you know, just like they're going after the school boards right now, Jonathan. We got to go after the local boards of election, and we've got to take charge so at least we know there are going to be fair elections. But I'm with you. Look, I have no doubt the election was stolen. I don't think Biden got 80 million votes. I just don't believe it. Now the question is,
I don't need it.
The question is, where is the rock solid proof? And on the other side, Jonathan, look, I have very dear friends who believe that every single judge who voted against and decided against this from the Supreme Court on down, even the conservative judges, everybody's in on it. I just don't think they are. I just don't think the evidence was you know, I don't think it met muster.
Well, there was definitely enough people in on it to steal it.
Oh, no doubt about it.
We need a conclusion to an investigation, or I guess it starts at the grassroots and we build it back to the national
level. Look, that is it, and it is going to be it's going to be hard work, and it's going to take time, but we've got to start locally and work our way up. Jonathan, good call. You keep us updated on what people are saying out there. Let's go to Blaine, also from North Carolina. All right, Blaine, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I know the election was stolen. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. I mean, it's totally ludicrous to even think you can believe that. But the rock-solid proof was they shut it all down in the middle of the night, and then when it come back on, Biden won. I mean, we definitely should not move on. It's got to be remedied one way or another.
No, it does. It does, Blaine. And that may take some time, as I told the previous caller. But at the end of the day, we cannot just stay home and protest that way. We've got to at least get out there and give our candidates a shot at winning. And I believe that's very possible to do in these midterm elections.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hope so.
All right, Blaine, appreciate the call, and God bless you. We love all of our listeners out there on the Talk Station in North Carolina. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Now, I'm going to play some audio for you, and I just want to warn you, if you are eating a ham and cheese sandwich right now, you just set it aside because you will be spitting it up when you hear this woman. She is a school teacher. And this school teacher posted a video on TikTok where it's an original song, an original composition, and she's accusing all of you moms and dads out there of being domestic terrorists.
Here's your ostinato. Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are. Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are. While some had good intentions, they all were misinformed. Now threatening violence, doxing teachers has become the norm. They come to school board meetings with lots of things to say, and they will bully, cuss, or scream if they don't get their way.
That's all I could stomach of the song. No, I'm not making this up. This is a real, honest to goodness teacher. But this is their mentality. They really do believe that you parents out there are domestic terrorists. And thank goodness for Republicans like Jim Jordan, who is who has given the Attorney General the what for up on Capitol Hill right now. This is a lengthy piece of audio, but you need to hear it. This is Jim Jordan going after Merrick Garland, cut number four.
The chairman just said the Trump DOJ was political and went after their opponents. Are you kidding me? 3 weeks ago, the National School Board Association writes President Biden asking him to involve the FBI in local school board matters. 5 days later, the Attorney General of the United States does just that. Does exactly what a political organization asked to be done. 5 days. We've sent, Republicans on this committee have sent the Attorney General 13 letters in the last 6 months. Takes weeks and months to get a response. 8 of the letters, we've got nothing. They just gave us the finger, said, we're not going to get back to you. And all our letters were actually sent to the Attorney General. Here's a letter sent to someone else asking for a specific thing to be done, and in 5 days, the Attorney General does it. Here's what the October 4th memo said. Quote, I'm directing the FBI to convene meetings with local leaders. These meetings will open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting. Dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting. A snitch line on parents. Started 5 days after a left-wing political organization asked for it. That's not political. I don't know what is. Where's the dedicated lines of communication with local leaders regarding our southern border? Something that frankly is a federal matter. Where's the dedicated lines of communication on violent crime in our cities? Violent crime that has went up in every major urban area where Democrats have defunded the police. Nope, can't do that. Can't do that. The Biden Justice Department is going to go after parents who object to some racist, hate America curriculum. Nope, can't focus on the southern border where 1.7 million illegal encounters have happened this year alone. A record number. MS-13 can just waltz right across the border, but the Department of Justice, they're going to open up a snitch line on parents. Think about this. The same FBI that Mr. Garland is directing to open dedicated lines of communication for reporting on parents just a few years ago spied on four American citizens associated with President Trump's campaign. Clinton campaign hired Perkins Coie, who hired Fusion GPS, who hired Christopher Steele, who put a bunch of garbage together, gave it to the FBI. They used that as the basis to open up an investigation into a presidential campaign. Oh, and then there was Mr. Zussman. Mr. Zussman, who worked at Perkins Coie, the firm hired by the Clinton campaign. He cut out all the middlemen. He just said, I'm just going to go directly to the FBI, and not just anyone at the FBI. Who'd he go to? Jim Baker, the chief counsel at the FBI, handed him a bunch of false information, told him false information, and of course, he's been indicted by the special counsel. A few weeks ago, the IG at the Department of Justice released a report that found that the FBI made over 200 errors, omissions, and lies in just 29 randomly selected FISA applications. But don't worry, the Attorney General of the United States just put them in charge of a dedicated line of communication to report on parents who attend school board meetings. Mr. Chairman, Americans are afraid. For the first time during my years in public office, first time, I talked to the good folks I get the privilege of representing in the 4th District of Ohio, folks all around the country. They tell me for the first time they fear their government. And frankly, I think it's obvious why. Every single liberty we enjoy under the First Amendment has been assaulted over the last year.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you fear your government? Like Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan just flat out came out and really said the quiet part out loud. Do you fear your government? 844-747-8868 is our phone number. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to go right to your calls. Also, I want to explain why Merrick Garland is so defensive about critical race theory. I have a theory about this, and we're going to talk about that after the break. 844-747-8868. I want to ask you about your cell phone service. Who do you use? Are you using one of the big guys that support all these left-wing organizations and causes? Well, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. I made the switch to Patriot Mobile because they are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. But there's another reason. It's a really great service. They not only share our beliefs, they're also donating money to organizations that fight for our causes, whether it be pro-life or Second Amendment. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. They have a plan to fit any budget. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, they have some incredible discounts just for you. Switching is super easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can just give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And whatever you do, be sure to use the promo code Todd. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, $1,000, that's what we're looking to raise today for the entire radio show, all 3 hours. Go to ToddStarnes.com, donate, just click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. $5, $10, $20, it all adds up. And I know that you are going to be generous today as we strive for our mark of $25,000. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Rita, listening to us on WSIC. All right, Rita, what's on your mind today?
I have two things to say. You asked about people fearing the government. I fear the shadow government and the Washington swamp extremely. The other thing I wanted to say.
Well,
hold on a second,
Rita. Let me address that first issue, because a lot of folks would say there's no such thing as a shadow government. Oh, I believe there is. And
yes.
Rita, going back to the Obama administration, Barack Obama weaponized the federal government against the American people. And I know this firsthand. I was one of those people targeted by the Obama administration because of my position on traditional marriage. And Rita, I was audited 2 times during the Obama administration. 2 times, Rita. So I do believe there is a shadow government. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's all right. Absolutely. The other thing is about the voting, and I don't know that it's a solution, because I'm not sure all of the shenanigans can be ousted and publicized and brought to the light, great light of day before the next election. But I do believe that Republicans, all conservatives, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, should go out and vote their conscience, because we can overwhelm the shenanigans with pure numbers.
You see, I'm with you, Rita. And if we all just, if everyone in the state of Georgia had gotten out and voted during those Senate races, there would not be 2 Democrats representing the state of Georgia right now in the U.S. Senate. Just it's a matter of numbers. So, Rita, good call, good thoughts. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. James hanging out with us on WDUN. All right, James, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I appreciate you taking my call and for being out there to speak for the conservative positions. And God knows we need that with Rush being gone now, and I appreciate you doing everything you can. We've actually attended, my wife and I attended your Faith and Freedom banquets at Truett McConnell University the last 2 times you've had them, and really enjoyed this last one with Sarah Huckabee, and also went to your spring break for adults in the Cove a couple of years ago. So,
oh, that's always a fun. That's always a fun time, James.
Oh, it was. It was wonderful. But I only have a short thing to say, and that is I've been so disappointed in the conservatives in our country for missing out on the opportunities that we've had. You know, back in 2016, we had the presidency, the House, and the Senate, and we know how hard President Trump worked to advance his agenda. He's the only president in my lifetime that's ever kept all of his promises, but he had no support from the Republican Party, from the Supreme Court. I mean, there was just nobody there for him. And it's just frustrating that you said a minute ago, we got to do what we can to take our country back. But every time we take it back, we don't seem to know what to do with it.
Well, James, this is a very, very legitimate concern. And I do want to correct you on one thing. You said conservatives, but it's really Republicans. And I think there's a difference between Republicans and conservatives. Problem is we've got way too many rhinos that are still in office. And that's going back to a previous caller. It's going to be so important for us to root out all of that so that we can elect conservatives up on Capitol Hill, because I'm with you. It's so frustrating. The Democrats, when they get elected, James, they deliver on every single one of their campaign promises. But the Republicans, up until Donald Trump, that just never happened. And I think that that's what terrified the deep state, and that's what terrified the swamp, is that Trump was delivering on everything he promised to voters. James, God bless you, and thank you for being a supporter. And we hope to see you out and at some of our other events coming up. Folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here for a brief break. Congressman Jim Jordan coming up. Also, our good friend Jeff Katz from Richmond, Virginia. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. But my advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is stop worrying so much about the wokers. You're never going to make them happy. They hyperventilate on their yoga mats at the slightest provocation. You're never going to make them happy. Stop worrying about the wokers and start worrying about America's workers.
You know, Grace Baker, I love Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. Quite the wordsmith there.
I was going to say he has some of the greatest sound bites.
Yeah, it's right to the heart of it. You know, I tried yoga once back when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah, but the half moon turned into a full moon, and that was not a good look for anybody. Nobody wants to see that.
No.
So, but
poor person behind you in that class. Yeah,
no, that was not good. Not good. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hour two underway. So, look, Dave Chappelle, a big protest outside Netflix headquarters. And one of the protesters, I'm going to play this audio, and then we're going to get Megan Basham from Daily Wire to weigh in on this. But you've got to hear this, folks. And I need to describe this person. The person you're about to hear is a man who thinks he's a woman. And he sort of looks like a fusion of, and Grace, help me out here. The guy sort of looks like a fusion between Michael Moore and Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Oh, my.
If Michael Moore and Peter Griffin had a mohawk.
Oh.
Is that a good description? And was in a burlap sack dress.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, good. So anyway, here is the transgender Netflix employee who's very upset about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, my name is David Huggard. I'm a non-binary individual. I also go by the persona of Eureka O'Hara, which has been debuted on RuPaul's Drag Race, season 9, 10, All-Star 6, and HBO's We're Here.
Okay, can I first name again? Can you spell that?
David, DavidHuggard, and then Eureka, EurekaOhara.
Amazing. So, I mean, firstly, I mean, like, why is it so important to be out here today?
Yeah, no, it's important to be out here today because we have to stand in solidarity with each other. Obviously, Ashley Marie Presson is a great advocate and a huge sister of mine, also a trans woman. As a non-binary person, we as trans people and non-binary people aren't getting visibility or respect in the entertainment industry to begin with. And to have something like Dave Chappelle's special not be noted that it's promoting discrimination and hate conversation is very hurtful to the activism and the cause that we're trying to progress ourselves in the industry.
What do you think? I mean, like, there are counter protesters here. I mean, like, what do you think of that?
The counter protesters are disheartening and it's sad to see that they are using the expression of laughing in the faces of people's pain and hurt and suffering. And I don't think that they understand what they're doing, but they are promoting and causing hate conversation and also allowing people to think that it's okay to discriminate against those trans and non-binary individuals. I was also misgendered, disrespected by some of them, and it just shows that we are still working on growth, and it's my duty as a person not of color and as a non-binary individual to stand by specifically my trans brothers and sisters and everything in between of color as a white person with privilege, because they need to know that there are people standing beside them when the people that are at the table in those powerful, responsible positions aren't showing that support.
Todd, can I just say real quick, some of these people, I look at them and I go, okay, they fooled me. I thought that might be a woman. This particular person, I'm sorry, but this guy, whoever he's going to see to get his work done, needs to get a new doctor, because this is just rough looking.
There's no mistaking what that is.
No, that is a man with a pink mohawk.
No mistaking that at all. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Megan Basham from the Daily Wire. Megan, it's a freak show out there.
It is. I love that introductory soundbite. I thought, that's the rules I'm trying to live by. Try not to suck so much. I'm the senator. So that's what I'm out here trying to do.
You know, Megan, I happen to be a big fan of Dave Chappelle. And the great thing about him, his he offends everybody. It's not just, you know, just right. One people group. It's everybody. And you got to be able to sit back and laugh at yourself. And clearly, the transgender community not laughing very much.
Well, you know, what really took me by, I'm not surprised, I shouldn't say it took me by surprise, but was really sort of infuriating about this whole situation, is they're out there claiming that Dave Chappelle is punching down, quote unquote, punching down. And you go, here is a group so protected who is so kowtowed to by Netflix that there are maybe 12 of them. Literally all the news reports yesterday said dozens of employees walked out. Well, Netflix has more than 12,000 employees. So these dozens got this much attention. They've got Netflix CEOs, Ted Sarandos and Reed Hastings, groveling to them. I'm like, you guys appear to be at the top of the social heap here, as far as I can tell. I don't know where you get punching down.
And if you actually, and it just seems to me that I really question whether or not these people have actually watched the special, because he actually came across affirming the transgender community at the end
right.
of his monologue, and it was a moving segment. And it just infuriates me, because these people are the same people who go out there and bash the books. They bash this radio show, and they don't listen, and they don't read. They're just, this is all just conjecture on their parts.
Right. And you know what's funny is, you know, there were some very funny lines about the transgender movement in that set that Dave Chappelle did. One of my favorites was that they make up words to win arguments. Clearly, we just heard that in the clip you played.
Now, you're just a cisgender woman, Megan. So.
I know. I was going to say, I also identify as mom, so I have two identities, too. So I'm also very special. But what killed me was my criticism, to the degree that I had some of the Dave Chappelle special, was that it actually apologized a little too much to me for the jokes. He put a few too many disclaimers in there. And even he seemed a little apologetic, like he knew he was going to make the jokes. He made the jokes, and he made some really good points as well. But he did seem, even he seemed a little afraid, like, I need to couch this in apology before I go for the punchline.
It's really sad that this is where we are, but now I understand why folks like Jerry Seinfeld back in the day said that he would no longer do comedy routines on college campuses. It's just too dangerous for the comedians of America.
Well, in the insanity of this, to think here's one of the most popular comedians of our era, the amount of money he brings in for Netflix, and that they would give in to the demands of these very, very fringe groups. And, you know, a couple of Netflix creators were out there with them, but they are creators who make shows that, and there's a dirty secret, nobody watches. There's a show by a transgender writer called dear white people. Have you even heard of dear white people?
You know, I have actually. I haven't watched it though. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to.
No one has. Yeah. Right? Yeah, no one has. Or Hannah Gadsby. Have you ever heard of the critic or the stand-up comedian Hannah Gadsby? Very few people have. She's no Dave Chappelle. Who cares if she's upset?
No, it's a fair point you raise. It's just these people. But you're right. I mean, this idea of punching down. When you look at the transgender movement, Megan, and I get in trouble every time I say this, but at the heart of the transgender movement is this idea that men make better women than biological women do.
Yeah, absolutely. And didn't we see that this week with the Biden administration celebrating Health and Human Services Secretary Rachel Levine for being the first female four-star admiral?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Megan, what are moms and dads supposed to do? It's just in your face, whether it's on TV and politics at school. There's this effort to really deconstruct gender in our society.
Well, and there's a certain amount of it that seems to be very targeted at women. I've seen Abigail Schreier, the freelance journalist who wrote a very popular book, Deconstructing the Transgender Movement Among Girls. And she made the point that you don't hear people with a prostate in reference to men. You only hear this sort of birthing people language in reference to women. And there seems to be a very targeted hostility and misogyny in this movement towards women. And that's what's really upsetting is I go, if we're going to care about women, you say you're feminist. What about the fact that we're being erased by this movement and that it has such hate towards women that it would deconstruct us to our body parts, like birthing people
and
with a uterus.
And Megan, it's not just the transgender movement. And this goes back to Pete Buttigieg and his husband. If you remember, the first thought that crossed my mind, they posted the photograph, the black and white photograph of Pete and his husband in the hospital bed. They both had hospital bands on, so they had clearly been admitted to the hospital as if they were the ones who had given birth to those twins, completely excluding the birth mother. She's not a part of that story at all. And it's just, it's offensive, and it must be offensive to biological women out there.
Yeah, as a mom, that was such a stark image to me. I saw that and I went, we are talking about a society in which they have, you want to talk Handmaid's Tale, they have made women lower class, second class, in the background citizens. It's really kind of terrifying.
What happens next? What's the next? I mean, what can we do and the listeners of this radio program?
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing I'm doing, it's very awkward for me because I've been on the other side with Netflix before. But right now, I'm kind of wanting, I wrote a piece today that hopefully will be out later this afternoon where I just said, I want to support Dave Chappelle. You know, he has some very edgy comedy. You know, he has some things I may not watch with my church small group. But I want to support independent, courageous voices who are out there making art that doesn't cower and doesn't show fear to these kind of strong arm tactics. So that's object number one for me, is I'm just sort of out there cheering Dave Chappelle and encouraging him, saying, hey, take your act over to some other streaming platform and stick it to Netflix. We're throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, I love it. Look, I'm with you. And when we talked about this yesterday, I said, you know, don't put me on any church prayer list. I get it, you know, but I just like his comedy. It's funny stuff. And the whole line in his last comedy special about the alphabet people, you know, the LGBTQ, that's just, it's true, though. They keep adding letters.
And that's the other thing, is be brave. Be brave like Dave Chappelle. Be brave like you,
right,
Todd, and be out there and just say what is true. I mean, the best thing we can all do is stop speaking in these coded lies. Let's just speak truth.
I love it. All right, Megan, always good having you on the program. And folks, column will be out later today. Daily Wire, folks, you know where that is. We'll have a link to it up on our live show blog. All right, Megan, hang in there.
Thank you. You too, Todd.
All right, Megan Basham from the Daily Wire. Wow, I'm glad she said that. I feel affirmed now, Grace, that, you know, because you're not going to want to watch Dave Chappelle with your church small group.
No, probably not.
Although, I will say this, that some of the church ladies asked me to watch Bridesmaids many years ago. Yeah.
I actually haven't seen that, but I know enough about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was an eye-opener.
See, the one I like that I'm kind of like feel bad for liking is I think John Mulaney's pretty funny.
You see, I like John Mulaney too.
And he's pretty funny.
He's hilarious. Now, I saw him at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh.
The guy's hilarious.
He is very, very funny.
But I'm more of a, you know, Tommy Boy, Anchorman, you know, Happy sure. Gilmore. That's kind of my comedy.
I like that zone. Stuff, too.
So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. But I'm telling you, Grace, they have been triggered by Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think the guy's going to apologize. Chappelle's not going to apologize.
I hope he doesn't.
And folks, that's the mentality. You know what? Tough cookies. That transgender dude out there who looks like Peter Griffin and Michael Moore with a mohawk, sir, you are not a woman. Sir, and again, this is, you got to speak truth to the culture. The guy's a dude. All right, we got to take a break. Oh, geez, Lou, we do have to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Alright, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Always fun to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Amber, listening to us from the great state of Arkansas. Amber, what's on your mind?
Morning, Todd. I really love the interview with Miss Megan. I just wanted to say that if anybody has watched Dave Chappelle or, you know him in any extent, I'm not really sure that when he apologizes, so to speak, in the beginning of the joke, that that's not really part of the joke. I think he's really making fun of people who do that, who apologize yes. and then say, you know, the joke. Kind of like in the South, how we'll say something negative about somebody and then say, oh, bless their heart, you know, because we really are gossiping about them or saying whatever. So I think that's kind of his way of saying he's not apologetic for the things, and that's not really a caveat to the joke. So that's just, you know, was just my opinion about it. I love Dave Chappelle. Again, he is, you know, a little graphic, but for the audience that he's trying to reach with these, that kind of goes along with, you know, how they speak and how, you know, that's their atmosphere. So I kind of let that go in, you know, lieu of enjoying the comedy. So.
And Amber, the whole point of comedy, especially when you're going after, for example, he loves to go after white folks.
Yes.
But the reality is there's a lot of truth in the humor, which is what makes it so funny.
Exactly. And as you know, I'm in an interracial marriage, so it's even funnier to me. I don't know why, but, you know, I see some of those things in my everyday life, and even my husband and I joke. And, you know, our daughter, you know, she didn't really get it. But, you know, we enjoy a comedy and, you know, you just got to laugh and keep trucking. And especially if it's got a message, as Dave's does, you know, you can appreciate that along with the comedy as well. And speaking of my 9-year-old, Todd, I want to thank you for the Tuttle Twins advertisements. I heard those and went online and we're ordering my 9-year-old some of those books to kind of use for my husband and I to kind of teach her the ways of America. So I really appreciate those.
Well, I am glad to hear you say that. And let me know how that works out for you. I've heard nothing but great things from parents who have used the books. And I look forward to hearing how things go with you and your kids.
I'll let you know, Todd. Thank you.
All right, Amber. Thanks a lot. Good hearing from you. Got a lovely note from a lady named Joyce, who listens to us on WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. She says, Dear Todd and Grace, I love you. May the good Lord bless you both. We need to pray in school. Be safe because God loves you. And she says, you and Grace are so special to me. I love to listen to you on WSIC. God put you on my radio station. Thank you. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for those kind words and the cards, and even sent Grace a little photograph of a dog, and a cute little dog, by the way. It was a pleasant surprise this morning as we were going through the mail. So, Joyce, thank you, and all of our listeners at WSIC, there in Statesville, North Carolina. All right, folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Gotta love Louie Gohmert. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on up on Capitol Hill. So Louie Gohmert just got into it with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. Said, hey, look, has anybody involved in the January 6 events been charged with insurrection? And the Attorney General said, I do not believe so. And Gohmert goes on to say, well, that is the word most used by Democrats here on Capitol Hill about January the 6th, but no one has been charged with it that we could find either. And he says, how many protesters were charged with obstructing an official proceeding for 4 to 6 hours? And Garland said, I don't know the exact number. There were 650 people who were arrested, some for assaulting police officers and so on and so forth. But Gohmert is not getting answers to hard-hitting questions. And then he asked the bombshell, were any of those people who broke glass and did damage to the doors working for the FBI or federal law enforcement entities? And that's when Garland said, this is an ongoing criminal investigation I'm not at liberty to discuss. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us a great American patriot and author of a terrific book called Do What You Said You Would Do, talking about our good friend, the gentleman from Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for mentioning the book. Readers can get it now at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, but I think they'll enjoy the read. It's about the House Freedom Caucus. It's about these key investigations we've had over the years from Benghazi, the IRS, and, of course, a lot about President Trump and the just unbelievable job he did when he was commander in chief and president of the United States. So I look forward to that. But you're right. This hearing is amazing. It's still going on. I'm going to run back in there in a little bit, but it's still going on.
And just to say about the book cover, I can tell it is a serious book because you're in your formal attire. That is the shirt sleeves down, not rolled up, down. So
exactly right.
We have a link to your book on our live show blog, Congressman. I know folks are going to want to read that. We were playing a lot of the back and forth earlier today between you and the Attorney General. And the Democrats who refused to let you guys play that video. What was in the video that triggered the Democrats?
Todd, moms and dads speaking at school board meeting. That's all it was. And they refused to play. But I think this is emblematic of the censorship we now see from the left. And understand, too, when I questioned Attorney General Garland, I asked him, what was the evidence, what was the data you reviewed before you sent this memo out talking about an uptick in violence and threats happening at school board meetings? What was it? Guess what his only evidence was? The actual school board association's letter to Joe Biden. So a left-wing political group can write a letter to the president of the United States. 5 days later, you do a memo that's going to chill the speech of parents and limit them their ability to and their willingness, and because they're going to be, I think, intimidated by some of this maybe, although in the end I don't think they're going to be. But he does a memo 5 days later, the only evidence being the letter itself and some press reports about the letter. That's what he said on the record. So you talk about a DOJ that is political. This is as political as it gets.
And not only that, there is reporting out there, Congressman, that Merrick Garland's son-in-law is the co-founder of an educational group that has close ties and great support for the critical race theory movement.
Yep. And he didn't talk to the ethics council in the Department of Justice that he's supposed to. If you're going to do something that could have some benefit to a family, didn't do that, didn't consult with anyone about any data, just took the word of the School Boards Association and launches this memo. And then we ask him this. His memo says in all 94 U.S. attorney districts, federal judicial districts around the country, he says there's supposed to be a meeting convened within 30 days of the issuance of that memorandum. So since October 4th, within the next 30 days, a meeting between FBI and local leaders. And we ask him, how many of those meetings have taken place? If this is so darn important that you had to rush out and do it 5 days later, how many of those meetings have taken place? I don't know, was his answer. I mean, this is, and you wonder why parents are fired up, and you wonder why, you know, people are, for the first time, I think, as I said in my opening statement, for the first time, Americans are actually fearful of their government. And that is such a sad state of affairs, but that's what's happened. What happens when you get this administration and this Justice Department?
No, you're right, and I go all the way back to the Obama years when I was working at Fox News. I got audited by the Internal Revenue Service not once but twice. I went to our legal department at Fox, and I'm like, you know, hey, look, I don't make Bill O'Reilly money here. What can I do? And they said, get in line. They're coming after all of us. And now the average American is seeing this with this draconian order that Garland put out.
Yeah. Well, and it's a pattern, because remember, Joe Biden criticizes the Georgia election law change. It's going to bring integrity back to our election process. Joe Biden criticizes that. A couple months later, the Merrick Garland Justice Department files suits against Georgia. A few weeks back, Joe Biden criticized the Texas pro-life law. Eight days, in fact, after that, the Garland Justice Department brings suit against Texas. And now we have this example. On September 29th, the School Board Association writes a letter to the president. 5 days later, Merrick Garland issues the memo. That's how this is supposed to, that is as wrong as it gets. And they actually had the gall. They actually had the gall at the start of this hearing to say, oh, it's refreshing because the Trump Justice Department was political. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So again, the left always accuses us of what they're doing.
Biden's approval rating is dropping like a rock at an all-time low. A majority of Americans don't even think he's the one calling the shots. I'm wondering what the scuttlebutt is there up on Capitol Hill. Who do they think is really running the show up there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
The number one question I get is that question. I mean, a few years ago, the number one question used to be, when is someone going to jail because of all the crazy stuff that the FBI was doing and everything else? Now the number one question is, who's running the show? Who's in charge? And, you know, it's a sad state of affairs, but you've seen certain press events that the president does, very few that he actually does, but when he does do them, you see. And it's sad that's what's happened to our great country. I don't know who's all making the decisions, but whoever it is, they're certainly bad. We have not seen a worse administration. 10 months of the worst policies, the worst outcomes. Crime is up. The border's a mess. We don't have respect around the world. Rockets being fired on our friend and ally, Israel. We used to be energy independent. Now we have the spectacle of the president of the United States begging OPEC to increase production. It is, but that's just the nature of the Joe Biden. There's a reason he's at 37% approval rate.
No, well, you're right about that. And then, you know, think Louis Gohmert going after the attorney general and asking some hard-hitting questions about what happened on 1-6. President Trump posted a statement, a very succinct, pithy, as Bill O'Reilly would say. He said the insurrection happened on Election Day. What happened on January the 6th was the protest. Do you agree with his assessment?
Well, this idea that the Democrats are so obsessed with this, calling it an insurrection, no one. I mean, look, the violence that happened on that day, the people who did that, they should be prosecuted, and
agreed.
They are. But the Democrats have taken this to, they want to call an insurrection. No one's been charged with insurrection. No one's been charged with treason. But that's all the Democrats say. And today they're going to go after someone who simply wants the issue of whether he has to comply with a subpoena issued by this totally political group. 9 Democrats running this. Republicans weren't allowed to be on the group. 9 Democrats in this committee, this select committee. He wants that litigated because there's some important legal questions there. And they're going to go, no, 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 we're going to hold you in contempt. And last week, Joe Biden said he should be prosecuted. You should be prosecuted if you don't comply with these subpoenas from this completely, totally, completely political select committee.
But do we have any indication when that vote is going to take place about Steve Bannon?
Yeah, it's going to happen this afternoon.
Those 9 Democrats, did you include Cheney on that list? I'm just really shocked by some of the statements coming out from her lately.
Yeah, well, that, like I said, 9 Democrats. Yeah, there's 7 Republicans and then just 2 people, two other folks on there. So I always
I'm
nine,
a little
nine
slow
nine.
On the uptake today, Congressman. My
yeah,
apologies.
That's fine, brother. That's fine.
Well, look, Congressman, congratulations on the book. And you and
Thank
I
you.
Share a publisher together, and they do a great job. And
sure
we're very excited for you. Do what you said you would do. Folks, got to get a copy of that. And we've got a link at the live show blog. Congressman, appreciate you taking time. I know you're busy today. We appreciate the great work you do for the country.
You too, Todd. Take care, brother. Thanks.
All right, Congressman Jim Jordan, right there. And it is he's not kidding. It is a busy day up on Capitol Hill. The congressman just saying that the vote, the criminal contempt vote against Steve Bannon is going to happen later this afternoon. I just want to say this, and I want you to hear me. Defy, 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 defy. That is our job between now and 2022. Do not comply with any of these unconstitutional orders, mandates. Do not comply. Steve Bannon, you may not like the guy. You may think, well, Bannon's a blowhard. He's not a good church Sunday school teacher. Well, you know what? He never claimed to be. And you may not like the guy, but he's got constitutional rights. And the FBI came out and said, yeah, there was no effort by any of Trump's supporters to organize an insurrection at the Capitol building. You just heard Merrick Garland, the attorney general, say so far nobody's been charged with insurrection. It's all coming from the Democrats, including Liz Cheney, including Adam Kinzinger. That's who it's coming from. So I want you to remember that. Do not comply. And do not be afraid. Do not let them silence you, folks. You cannot let them do that. And that's this whole domestic terrorist garbage coming from the School Board Association and the Attorney General's office. Folks, they're just trying to scare you. They're trying to bully you, try to silence you into submission. But you can't be bullied, and you can't be silent. All right, look, I want to go to the phones here. Dino has been holding on for a while, WDUN in Georgia. Dino, good to have you with us today. What's going on? Hello, Dino.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. It's, by the way, you better slow down on that foot there, you rascal, because we all love you. And by the way, Jeff did a heck of a job for you. But we need you there because you know, here's the deal. Remember in the gas crisis in 73, if somebody was driving past you going over 55, everybody would peep the horn, okay, slow down, slow down. And we need that back. This is out of control, Todd. These people are taking over our country. Now, these gay people and the ABC, EFG, you know, God bless them. I mean, they got rights like everybody else, but they're sticking together, and I don't think we are, Todd. What can we do about that?
Well, Dino, I know a lot of gay Republicans that are very conservative, that are very concerned about the direction of this country. I think, look, it's going to take a big tent to push back against these socialists, and the alphabet people need to understand they're not going to do very well under the socialist regime. They're going to face persecution just like everybody else. So
but they don't see it.
No, they don't. Dino,
they're going to get it right in their ear.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is true. What you were saying is absolutely true. A lot of these religious people.
That's it. God, we're going to win because we've got God. We're on God's side. He's got his hands around us. But how do we get the majority of Americans don't know what you're, like you always say, how smart your people are that listen to you. Well, guess what? We are pretty smart. We're hard workers. We're Americans. I was born 8 years after World War II. I remember what this country was like. And I'm not liking what I'm seeing, and I'm scared to death. I got four grandsons, almost five, and we got to stick together. We have to stop this train. Oh, I'll let you go because other people are going to call it. Remember, Mom and Dad, not Tom and Brad.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Appreciate that. God bless you, Dino. No, seriously, folks. You got to understand, and thank you for the kind words, Dino. Jeff Stein, a great American patriot, and we love Jeff filling in for us. So he does a terrific job. It's going to take all of us, all right? You may not necessarily agree with everything your fellow Republican believes, but as long as we can agree on the basic fundamentals that we are a free nation, and let's just take the Constitution. If we can all agree that the Constitution is worth fighting for, then we're going to be able to take back the country. But you may have enemies on the other side. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. And we've got to stand together here, and we're going to have to fight back. I've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Thank you.
Lisa, I am digging this music today. Is this George Duke? Is that who this is? All right. I don't know who that is, but I like the
I
music.
I don't really either, but, all you know.
Right. Well, Kyle, the DJ, spinning the tunes here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And Kyle is like a gem. We have other talk radio hosts I've heard that have been trying to, like, you know, like pick him off.
Poach him.
Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. And I'm like, hands off, pal. Yep.
Just feed Kyle and he's happy.
That's it. So we feed him and keep him, and we pay him a paycheck, and he seems to be pretty happy. So there you go. By the way, if you want information about our playlist, a lot of the music, we provide that for you every single day on our live show blog, and you can download that music, add it to your playlist. Hey, folks, just a reminder. All this month, we are raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. Want to share with you some special incentives. Now, look, today we're asking for $1,000. We want to raise $1,000. Now, if you personally write a check to Alliance Defending Freedom, or if you pay for it on your credit card, which you can do, if you give us $1,000 today, here's what we're going to give you, just as our way of saying thank you. We're going to hook you up with a Todd Stearns Show bomber jacket, and this is a limited supply of these. But this is a quality jacket, one of those old school bomber jackets. You're going to get every single one of my books personally signed and autographed, and we're going to give you a Zoom call. It's a private Zoom call between me and your church group, or if you have a book club or a political group, we're gonna do that for you as well. That is at the $1,000 giving level, and it's going to be, folks, it's going to go to a very worthwhile cause. So all this month, raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom so they can fight for our freedom in the courtrooms across this country. And if you go to ToddStearns.com right now and look for the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, you just click on that, and we're going to get a list. Every day we get an update of who donates from our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And if you're one of those folks that decided, you know what, man, God has called me to, God's blessed me, I've got $1,000 extra, and I'm going to give that to a great cause, then we're going to reach out to you, and we're going to give you and hook you up with these great incentives. Now, all you need to do is go to ToddStearns.com, and again, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom Donate Now banner, and it just takes a few minutes, and that's it. So anyway, stick around, everybody. We got a lot more coming at you next hour. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So Lauren Chen sent me a photograph last night on Twitter. And got to give the folks over at Chick-fil-A a shout-out. Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out, two great family-owned, Christian-run companies in America. And Chick-fil-A out there in Franklin, Tennessee. And they posted a giant sign, and we've got a copy of this, a photograph of it, on our website, ToddStearns.com. And Chick-fil-A says that they do not discriminate. They do not discriminate against the unvaccinated or the vaccinated, the unmasked or the masked. And I think that's a pretty awesome thing that the folks over at Chick-fil-A did. Good for you guys. And it's nice to know there are people fighting back. Of course, the owner of In-N-Out, that big hamburger chain out on the West Coast, says, hey, we're not the vaccine paper police. So if the government wants to do that, they're going to have to figure out how to do it. But we're not going to comply with that order. And I say good for them. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Comrade Bill de Blasio doubling down just a few moments ago on the mandatory vaccine orders for every city worker. You either get the vaccine or you do not get a paycheck. That's, and this is the exact quote from Comrade de Blasio. Get vaccinated or you go on leave without pay. You work for the city, get vaccinated. That's the mayor of New York City. Well, to react on all of this is a good friend of this program. He is a New York Assemblyman, Colin Schmidt. Mr. Assemblyman, always good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
So I want to get your reaction here. Bill de Blasio now playing hardball with city workers there in New York City.
This is just utter madness. De Blasio, who is a failed mayor, who really in a matter of a few short years has destroyed New York City, now wants to take it a step further and wants to purge our NYPD officers, our FDNY firefighters, our city sanitation workers, and many other public workers because of their vaccine status. And there's been no issues. They've been offering a testing option, which has not been an issue anywhere. The firemen, the cops, EMTs, sanitation workers have been able to provide services. No issues throughout all this pandemic. We've hailed them as heroes. And now de Blasio has decided, oh, if they're not vaccinated by the 29th, they're out. They're on unpaid leave and effectively will be on the pathway to being fired. It's wrong. And it just doesn't make any sense when you've had a system in place that worked just fine.
I understand the police department's pushing back, or at least the union is. They're planning on going to court. Do you guys have any inclination, any indication of how many workers may end up getting laid off or put on unpaid leave?
Well, I've spoken to several NYPD officers and FDNY firefighters today, actually, at all different ranks. And we're talking thousands of police officers, thousands of firefighters, and I think 2,000 to 3,000 sanitation workers that right now could be told that they're not getting a paycheck and they can't come to work before the end of the month. And that is a serious threat to the health, safety, and well-being of everyone who lives, works, or is visiting the city. And it just doesn't make sense. And I've even talked to some folks who are retirement age and could retire, but fear the paperwork won't be processed in time. And despite being eligible to retire, could actually still be put on unpaid leave and fired. So there's a lot of concern. And these are the men and women who do the jobs we need, to be done to save people's lives. They provide vital services. To add this extra level of stress and uncertainty is just unconscionable. And we saw Governor Hochul here, our new governor. She did the same thing when she put in her mandate on healthcare workers across the state. And she exasperated just the staffing issues in our healthcare system in New York, particularly in our hospitals. It's caused a reduction in services in many parts of the state. One hospital in upstate New York actually stopped delivering babies because they didn't have the staff to be able to take care of that critical task. So we've seen that in the healthcare system with doctors and nurses and our healthcare workers. Now you want to replicate that with our first responders and our sanitation workers and our public workers. There's no explanation for it. There's no reason for it, especially when you had a system that works. And you are correct. The unions are fighting back. I've seen some correspondence today. We're challenging through the system where you can challenge. But I know that a lot of our workers are very concerned because they've seen what's already happened, especially with our healthcare workers.
Now, Mr. Assemblyman, for the past 188 years, there has been a statue of Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, third president of the United States, there in the city council chamber in New York City. And city council has voted to remove the statue of Thomas Jefferson because they say he once owned slaves. I mean, at what point, and it was funny, President Trump warned us that this day would come eventually, that they would start targeting, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the Founding Fathers.
Well, I find it ironic that the totally Democrat-controlled New York City Council has made that move when one of the largest, if not largest, Democratic clubs in the state of New York is the Thomas Jefferson Democratic Club of New York. So doesn't seem to add up when that's their one of their most powerful Democratic organizations is actually called the Thomas Jefferson Democratic Club. So it seems like they have a lot of confusion going on in the city council chamber and within their own party when that's the situation that's going on.
Well, fair enough there. All right. Well, look, we really appreciate all the great intel there from New York City. And Mr. Assemblyman, we appreciate the great work you're doing as well.
No, thank you, Todd, for bringing the nationwide audience. We're going to keep fighting de Blasio here in New York, and we will keep you posted as we fight against his madness.
All right, love it. That, ladies and gentlemen, Colin Schmidt, a New York assemblyman there in Albany, New York. And if you would like to listen to that entire interview along with our interview with Jim Jordan in the last hour, all you need to do is go to our website and download our free podcast. All 3 hours of our program, commercial free, available for you to download. And we are right around just slightly over a million subscribers now to the podcast. And we really appreciate you guys being a part of that that great effort. So Grace Baker, interesting story from the New York Post. And I really don't want you to comment on this, but you may want to comment on this.
Oh, no.
So this is, and it's the headline that caught my attention from the New York Post, features a woman with purple hair. Actually, it's magenta. It's not purple. It's magenta hair.
Very important distinction.
And here's the headline. I breastfeed my boys in the playground, and I won't stop until they're ready. And I thought, well, good for you, Mom. I mean, you know, the little babies are hungry. You got to, you know, when nature calls, you know, whatever.
This is true.
Well, it turns out the boys are ages 5 and 6.
Oof.
And the New York Post reports that the mom still breastfeeds her children, these two boys, they're 5 years old and 6 years old, before and after school. So they go to school. And I remember when I was a child, Grace Baker, after school, I would come back from home and my mom would have a nice glass of milk and cookies, but it was milk from a cow. And back in the day, I guess we were on a budget. We were not a wealthy family, so we didn't get the Oreos. We got the Hydrox cookies. But nevertheless, you know, when you're a kid, you know the difference. You know when you're getting the cheap cookie.
You know, but at the same time, you don't care.
That's true. But I can tell you that if there was a woman, and just imagine this, you're out at Shelby Farms in Memphis, Tennessee, and you're taking a stroll around the park, and there's a woman, and she's got a six-year-old, and she's breastfeeding the six-year-old, would that not be a cause for concern?
It would definitely startle me. I would be like, wait a minute. It would cause me to pause.
Cheryl Wynn, she's from Wakefield in England. She insists that breastfeeding her school-age boys is completely normal. Is that true?
I don't know about that one.
You see, I just don't think that's true.
See, I don't care about women breastfeeding in public. That doesn't bother me one bit when they're babies, right? But there comes a point. I'm not a mother, so please don't come for me, people. But I feel like the cutoff is like year and a half, maybe. Year, maybe two at the absolute max. I don't know for sure, but I'm just saying, I feel like 5 years old, 6 year old, that's just a little much.
I mean, my question would be, I mean, okay, so at what point do you say, okay, that's it, you're switching over to, you know, 2%?
I mean, I know, that's...
I mean, can you imagine getting your driver's test and you're like, hold on, I'm a little thirsty. Mom!
Or like having it in a bottle.
Oh, jeez. Cheryl, this is terrible. The photos here are very awful.
Oh, I know. I looked it up as soon as you were talking. I went, ooh.
Cheryl claims mommy milk is the ultimate parenting tool as it helps calm the children and comforts them when they're upset or ill. So does apple brandy. I'm just...
Again, when you get older, how's that going to work?
The mother of two... admit she does receive negative comments from strangers.
Oh, sure.
And even like, I can only imagine. Even family members who question if the way her children behave is anything to do with them being breastfed. But Cheryl says that's children.
I wonder what those specific behaviors are.
Okay. I'm going to read this next line to you.
Oh, no.
And I'm curious to hear from moms about this. She says he originally planned to stop breastfeeding the boys when they reached 3 years old, but she wants them to be part of the decision-making process.
Oh, no.
And her son says that he wants to continue breastfeeding until he's 10.
Well, of course he does. He doesn't know any better.
I'm saying those are some pretty messed up kids. I'm just going to say.
Okay, do you remember that article about parents, like, requesting, like, only changing their kid's diaper if they allowed it?
Oh, yeah, that was the Hollywood stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, who, was it Brad Pitt?
Who.
I don't remember.
But that just reminds me of that.
Oh, Cheryl is a hypnobirthing teacher.
Oh, there it is. Hypnobirthing.
Yes.
What, do you give birth in your mind? I don't know. Maybe you just, you know, you will give birth now, and then you just, like, zone out, and then, boom, snap, and you're done.
I just, at some point, where does that become child abuse? Oh, dear. One of the photos, the child is dressed like Kermit the Frog, attached at the boob. To mommy. Not at the hip, but the boob. Anyway, well, there you go. Moms, is this weird? That just seems weird to me. All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. By the way, we have an update on the Superman saga. You're going to want to hear about this. We're going to tell you about that coming up next.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Folks, now is the perfect time. Head over to the website. Make your donation to Alliance Defending Freedom. Got to help us get to that goal. $25,000 raising money for ADF. And what we are going to do, and this is money that's coming right out of our pocket, so this does not impact the gifts you give to ADF at all. But if you donate $1,000 today, and this is $1,000 Thursday, we're going to hook you up with an exclusive bomber jacket. We're going to give you all of my books, signed, personalized copies of all my books, 6 books in all, and you're going to get a Zoom call, a private Zoom call with me and either you or your church group, your book club, political group, whatever. That's your call. But you got to donate $1,000 right now at toddstarnes.com. Just click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. All this month, conducting a radiothon, and the big goal between all of our other hosts out there, we're talking about the Salem guys, we're raising $250,000. That is the overall goal, and our portion of that is just $25,000, and I think we can do it. I think we can do it. And if you can't give $1,000, you can certainly give $25 or $50 or $100. Whatever you're able to give, we would greatly appreciate. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to the phone. Steve in Central Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I was, a while ago, y'all were talking about people said that if this election wasn't overturned or something straightened out, they weren't going to vote next time. That kind of sounds like somebody that had their car stolen. Said, if they don't bring my car back, I'm going to just walk everywhere I go for the rest of my life. I'm never going to buy another.
Yeah, I just don't get that mentality. I really don't understand that mentality.
We're in a fight for this country right now, and if that's the way some people want to be, that take my ball and go home attitude, this is a fight for grown-ups. Y'all just take your ball and go on home. We don't need you.
Yes, and you're right about that, Steve. This is a fight for the future of America, and it is all on the line. I mean, every single election matters. But the ones coming up over the next couple of years, those are big ones. And you're right. We cannot afford to sit any of these out.
The bigger problem, in my opinion, in my lifetime, I cannot remember an election where we've turned out 50% of the vote.
No, that is the big problem.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to solve that before we start solving all these left field stuff.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do. Steve, always good hearing from you, and the sage of Central Arkansas. Steve, ladies and gentlemen. Update from the Superman debacle. So what was it? First of all, Grace, he came out as, what, bisexual? And then he changed his logo, his motto.
Oh, yeah. No more American way.
Truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. One of the comic books, I've seen a copy of it, and it's got Superman coming in and fighting with Border Patrol agents who are trying to secure the border.
What?
I'm not making this up. So now Superman, somebody finally says, you know what, enough is enough. There's a guy by the name of Gabe Eltabe, and he is one of the colorists. So his job is to color the artwork and sure. the images here for the comic books. And he says, I'm out of here. He says, that's it. He goes, I'm tired of them ruining these characters.
That's fair.
And it is. I mean, people are really angry about this. And the estimation, and he says, it's not about gay or anything else. This is about honoring the history and the legacy of the characters.
That's a fair point.
And the guy says, what really pissed me off was saying truth, justice, and a better world. Blank that. It was truth, justice, and the American way. My grandpa almost died in World War II. We don't have a right to destroy blank that people died for to give us. It's a bunch of blanking nonsense.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
So, anyway, he says, they call us bigots and racist. And I ask them, find me in the effing mainstream, not on the fringes, one effing book, one shirt, one movie that says leftism is bad and conservatism is good. Find it for me. Wow, this guy is good. And it's true. Unbelievable. All right, got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Involved in the January 6th events been charged with insurrection?
I don't believe so.
Well, that is the word most used by Democrats here on Capitol Hill by January 6th, but no one has been charged with it that we could find either.
That's our good friend, Louie Gohmert. Up on Capitol Hill, given Attorney General Merrick Garland the what for. Hey, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in the Liberty University studio. Our very good friend, the mouth of the South, Jeff Katz from WRVA, the Sultan of Smooth. how's it going, Mr. Katz?
Well, it is going just well here. We're getting ready to elect a governor, and for the first time in a long time, it looks like, I don't want to say it out loud, but man, there's a hope for Virginia.
Speaking of mouth of the South, James Carville is freaking out, and he says that he's afraid that they're gonna lose this thing in Virginia.
Well, from his lips to God's ears, yes, I'm with him on that. I sure hope that's the case. Terry McAuliffe, the former governor, has not missed a single opportunity to insult Virginians in general and parents in particular, and it just doesn't seem to be going his way at this point. Todd, just today we had a brand new poll released, the first one that shows the race now between Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe is tied, each of them at 46%.
I think the thing that concerns me is that it's even that close, based on, what the Democrats have done to the state. We were talking to a youngster over at Liberty University, one of the college Republicans. And he says the issue is not really rural Virginia. It's those northern suburbs surrounding D.C. That's the problem.
Oh, it absolutely is. The northern suburbs, or as some people like to refer to them, the occupied territory, they are indeed the problem. This is a grouping of areas, Fairfax, Loudoun, Alexandria, Arlington, that traditionally had been fairly conservative, but as the size of the federal government grew, more and more folks moved into those areas, and they had a further and further and further left-wing bent. And that is, honestly, the student there is absolutely correct, Todd. The elections had been decided in large part by Northern Virginia, much to the chagrin of the rest of the Commonwealth.
You know, Jeff, are you surprised that your state has sort of become ground zero for the war parents versus school boards?
I really am taken aback. I knew that this was a situation. I think most of us had heard about the CRT, this critical race theory. What is it? Is it out there? And then all of a sudden, it was just being jammed down the throats of school divisions here in Virginia. And I mean, really, really a hard press on this. And it just woke up a lot of people. And the people that woke up, Todd, these were moms and dads, moms in particular, who said, hey, maybe I voted Democrat in the past, but don't mess with my kids.
Yeah, I was a couple of years ago, I was speaking to a book club, a ladies' book club in a rather influential neighborhood right outside of Richmond. And very wealthy ladies, well-connected, high society types. And they were all reading one of my books. That was the book club book. And so they invited me to come down and they promised to feed me. And I said, okay, I'm there. I'm a cheap date. So anyway, as I was talking, we had the discussion after the dinner. And I was just stunned at the anger that was coming from these ladies about the oppression in the Commonwealth. And honest to goodness, when it was over, my managing editor, Caleb Park, was with me, and I turned to him. I said, oh, my gosh, I think we just started a militia. I mean, these are fired up people.
They sure are, Todd. And you take a look, Loudoun County has become the flashpoint. This is the ground zero situation. It's not just the critical race theory, but it was the transgender policy. You had a boy who wore a skirt and was in the girls' bathroom and, according to reports, raped one girl and then was shuffled off, according to reports, to another school. The Democrats, fully in control of the state for the last couple of years, they passed a new law, Todd, that said school divisions should not report crimes. And they had always been mandatory to report them. Now the state, led by Democrats, is saying, no, just keep it all to yourself and do whatever you want to do. And you again have angry parents, and they're not bad people. They're legitimately concerned people. And they're looking at some of the textbooks. They're looking at some of the books in the libraries. And to give you an example of just how twisted this is, and I know you've covered it because I've listened to you do it, Todd, but some of these books are so obscene and so profane that the school boards themselves would not allow the parents to read the content in front of the school board, but they were perfectly okay with it being in a middle school library so a fourth grader could get it. I mean, this is insanity.
It's disgusting, and it is insanity, but it's disgusting. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Jeff Katz, host at WRVA, our great affiliate there in Richmond, Virginia. Jeff, have you been following the Dave Chappelle story? What a crazy story that is.
It is a bizarre one, and I'll tell you what, I've always been a Chappelle fan for the most part, and I've seen some of the specials that the folks are upset about. And if we're not able to laugh at anything anymore, I don't know, maybe we just all need to dress in sackcloth and hide under the beds.
Well, speaking of that, I want to play some audio. This one of the transgender employees at Netflix was raising Cain. And we had the video, which is worth watching on our website. And the only way I can describe this dude who thinks he's a gal, Jeff, is that if Michael Moore and the Family Guy, Peter Griffin, if they were like melded together and molded together and then had like a mohawk, that would be this person. I want you to listen to what this individual, this dude who thinks is a lady, had to say.
Yeah, my name is David Huggard. I'm a non-binary individual. I also go by the persona of Eureka O'Hara, which has been debuted on RuPaul's Drag Race, season 9, 10, All-Star 6, and HBO's We're Here.
Okay, come on. First name you get, can you spell that?
David, D-A-V-I-D-H-U-G-G-A-R-D.
And then Eureka, E-U-R-E-K-A-O-H-A-R-A.
Amazing. So, I mean, firstly, I mean, like, why is it so important to be out here today?
Yeah, no, it's important to be out here today because we have to stand in solidarity with each other. Obviously, Ashley Marie Presson is a great advocate and a huge sister of mine, also a trans woman. As a non-binary person, we as trans people and non-binary people aren't getting visibility or respect in the entertainment industry to begin with. And to have something like Dave Chappelle's special not be noted that it's promoting discrimination and hate conversation is very hurtful to the activism and the cause that we're trying to progress ourselves in the industry.
What do you think? I mean, like, there are counter-protesters here. I mean, like, what do you think of that?
The counter-protesters are disheartening, and it's sad to see that they are using the expression of laughing in the faces of people's pain and hurt and suffering. And I don't think that they understand what they're doing, but they are promoting and causing hate conversation and also allowing people to think that it's okay to discriminate against those trans and non-binary individuals. I was also misgendered, disrespected by some of them, and it just shows that we are still working on growth.
Okay.
And,
all right. Enough of Eureka O'Hara. Just you know what got me, Jeff Stein? I mean, he was quoting the resume. I was on, and I've never seen this. What is it? Is it the RuPaul's Drag Queen something another?
You're going to have to ask Grace because I honestly don't know.
Grace looks horrified right now. Grace, it's RuPaul's Drag Queen. Turn your microphone on, Grace. I can't figure out what.
Gosh.
Look, I'm no RuPaul expert, but here, let's see here. Oh, it's the RuPaul's Drag Race.
He was at episodes 9, seasons 9, 10, and All-Star 6.
Oh, my.
All righty.
But Jeff.
Excellent.
But Jeff, when you look at the culture, and you and I are in talk radio, I mean, we live our lives on the tightrope here. I mean, Dave Chappelle's a comedian. His job is to be funny and edgy, and I think he accomplishes that.
There's no question that he does, and I look at the stuff that Dave Chappelle has done and has said recently. I look at the stuff that the gentleman who produced Airplane had as an op-ed piece the other day. I don't know if it was in the Wall Street Journal or elsewhere, and he said, look, we couldn't make Airplane in this day and age. You're not allowed to laugh at things. You're not allowed to make jokes, and the whole point behind comedy is to go up to the line. It is to push boundaries. It's to take these sacred cows and knock them down a peg or two. And I really worry, Todd, if we are not able to laugh, then what is going to be left for this culture? This culture right about now, especially, you're not going to get gifts for Christmas. You're not going to get turkeys for Thanksgiving. I don't know about you. I could use a good chuckle right about now.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it is, it's a sad thing that's happening in this country. And they don't want us to laugh. They don't want us to have a good time. This goes back to Obama telling young people to get in the faces of their relatives around the Thanksgiving table. This is all part of a concerted effort to turn the young people against their families and then urge them to embrace socialism and Lord knows what. I mean, we're looking at sexual anarchy right now in this country.
Don't you think that this is reminiscent of Mao's Cultural Revolution, where the young people were told to report on their parents, march them into the streets, have show trials, and they'd have to be sent off for re-education? Now that may be a step away at this point, but I just feel like we're traveling down a very dangerous path. And like you, Todd, I happen to believe fervently in freedom of speech, and I will defend anyone's right to speak freely. I embrace the First Amendment on a daily basis. I want people to investigate things and talk about issues and debate things, but that means that everybody gets that opportunity. You can't tell me that you're tolerant and diverse and inclusive so long as I agree with everything you say, and otherwise I need to be canceled forever. That's just wrong.
Yeah, it's a great point. All right, Brother Katz, we're going to have to leave it there. What's coming up on your show this afternoon?
Well, believe it or not, we'll be talking about Virginia politics and CRT. It might sound a little familiar to you.
Love it, love it. All right, Jeff Katz, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot. Jeff, have a good show.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. Good guy right there. Jeff Katz, everybody, from WRVA, our great radio affiliate there in Richmond, Virginia. All right, folks, we're going to take a break here, pay some bills. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstarns.com, and now is a great opportunity for you to get over, subscribe to our podcast, the newsletter about to come out in about 10 minutes from now. And if you haven't signed up for the free newsletter, you got to do that. 250,000 people now reading our newsletter every single day in America, and we appreciate your patronage. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, just in case you're keeping track of Bidenflation, last year, if you needed to transport a container, you needed to ship a container from California to Asia, it would cost you around $3,800. That was last year, $3,800. This year, 1 year later, $17,000. That's what Bidenflation looks like, folks. And if you've been to the supermarket, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Real quick, let's go to the phones here. Doug in Illinois. Doug, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Great job again today, as always.
Thank you, Doug.
It just had me thinking as you were talking with Jeff. Something I try to live my life by is if you can't laugh at yourself, you shouldn't laugh at anybody else. And I tend to laugh a lot, so.
It's a fair point. You know, Doug, I mean, you got to be able – I mean, when the doctor comes in and tells you, yeah, Starnes, you got a screw loose, I mean, come on, that's funny. I mean, you got to laugh.
Yeah. Well, I liked your body by pork comment in your Shining City on a Hill at the Calvary Chapel there on October 10th.
Oh, you saw that.
Phenomenal job.
Thank you.
I did. I would recommend anybody going to YouTube with Todd and Jack Hibbs. Gave me goosebumps a couple times.
Well,
that was phenomenal.
Well, you're kind to say that, Doug. We had a great time. Jack Hibbs, just an incredible pastor, and the people of that church, so loving, so kind, and I was exhausted. It was three back-to-back-to-back services, and then in between the services, we were signing books and meeting people. So, it was nonstop, but it was so much fun, and we just loved it.
I wish I could remember his name, and you probably do, the 17-year-old that gave the speech.
Roy Costner. Roy Costner.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'd love to meet him, but I loved his attitude, you know, so outstanding.
Oh, he's married now, just got married about 2 years ago, and thinking they got their first baby, and Roy's just a great American kid and, living the good life there in South Carolina. So, well, Doug, we appreciate the kind words and always appreciate you calling into the show, and thank you for doing that. By the way, if you'd like to watch the Shining City on a Hill address that I gave, you could go to the website. We've got it there at toddstarnes.com. Grace, I can already – it's like you're already in New Orleans.
Why do you say that?
I can, because you're already sending out notes about like, well, I'm going to be gone next week.
Well, I'm
Here's
trying
what you
to,
need to
prep
do.
Because I don't like to be bothered when I'm on vacation. Nobody does. So,
we're not
but I
bother
want to,
you.
I hate to also leave people – like, oh, man, Grace left and didn't, give us any instruction, so we got to do all her work.
So you're going to New Orleans.
Yes.
You're going to the big Doobie Brothers concert.
I am with Michael McDonald. Yes.
How long are you going to be in the city of New Orleans? How many days?
A couple of days.
Oh, great. Nice. Mm-hmm. So are you going to visit the French Quarter? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, I think we're going to visit the French Quarter. I already know where we're going for brunch. It's not that, what's it called?
Café du Monde?
That's it. We're not going to that one because it's so busy. The locals have told me to go to a place called Morning Call, and they only take cash.
Morning Call.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And it's like this. Same thing, but it's not nearly as well known, so less wait time.
I mean, Café du Monde is good, but if you've got a good local place, I mean, a beignet is a beignet.
Exactly. That's what they said. They said it's just as good.
Yeah.
So I'm going there.
Oh, that's good. All right. Picked out any other restaurants?
I was looking at seafood places because I love raw oysters. So I want to get some raw oysters while we're down there.
Acme Oyster Bar.
Acme Oyster Bar.
The Acme Oyster Bar is a great place to get raw oysters.
Awesome.
It's right there in the corner.
You like raw oysters?
I'm not a big fan.
Okay.
Not a big fan.
Fried?
I'm not an oyster guy. I'm really not.
I tried them in Charleston and I was hooked.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm, last year.
Now, you know, people swear by the oyster po' boys down in New Orleans.
Ooh, I don't know. That sounds weird, but I'm sure it's good.
I will say this. There is a place called Mother's.
Mother's,
and they make the best. The first time I ever had a debris po' boy, which is roast beef with all the drippings and everything, it's amazing.
Okay.
But you got to get a roast beef debris po' boy while you're down
debris.
There.
Debris. Yeah. Got it.
So, and you can split it with Mr. Call Screener producer.
That sounds good.
They're big po' boys.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to do some walking while I'm down there.
I think
there.
People are calling in to give you ideas, so. Too. All right. Hey, folks, we got to scoot out of here. Tomorrow, we're going to help Grace plan her New Orleans trip. We got to tell her the best places to go. You folks in Lafayette, KROF, you can probably help us out there, too. Hey, folks, get out there and have a great day. And don't forget, donate to Alliance Defending Freedom at ToddStarns.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.